top hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. Then again, freetalklive.com. We go back to Brian in Colorado. You were just getting into telling us a story, Brian. You're visiting, actually, you're not in Colorado. You're in Tulsa tonight. But you were at a bar, and you noticed, as you were walking out, you noticed that down the street, there was some police lights a-flashing, and a cop was double-parked and in front of a different bar. Well, just because you're curious, you decided to go inside and see what was going on. And
they're flashing their lights, after all, drawing attention to themselves.
Right?
Yeah, I just can't resist a flashing light, I guess. You know?
And as you had described it, when you walked in, you saw a police officer in full uniform bellying up to the bar and taking a swig from a very, very tiny glass, which sounds like a shot glass to me, right? Would you say it was a shot glass he was drinking from?
Well, you know, a jury of his peers would have to decide that, I guess. But, you know, I've been in places and I've seen things like that.
Right.
Yeah, he was thirsty, just having a quick glass of water, but he was on a diet. He didn't want to have too much water, you know, to keep his water weight down. I don't know. You got to give him the benefit of the doubt, right?
Well, is it illegal?
It could have been a shot of Sprite.
Is it against the law for a cop to drink while he's off duty? I mean, it's possible he was off duty.
He was in full regalia with his lights going out front?
Well, yeah.
He could have been off duty.
Either he's off duty with his car double parked, or I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
I'm just trying to give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
what's the rest of the story?
That's good. Well, you know, I didn't go into the bar. I just kind of walked up, and I saw there were three people in the bar. There was a woman sitting next to him with her backs to me, and then the bartender. And I walked up there, you know, I'm just kind of looking around, thinking there's, you know, lights flashing. There must be some kind of incident inside. But I learned from last week that I'm not going to go in and videotape at this time.
Oh, I wish you'd have had videotape of the cop drinking out of the little tiny glass.
If I had my camera going, I'd have called you from jail tonight. So I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, Wayne told me to keep my nose clean.
That's right.
Well, you know, Brian, I told you off the air about the call that came in yesterday because you probably didn't get to listen to the show because you're again over in a different city at the moment. But
that would have gotten that guy fired.
But essentially, one of our listeners recommended that you get a undelete program since the police had when you got arrested recently for recording the cops, you got your camera back and they deleted your files. If you just hook your camera up to your computer, run an undelete program, you should be able to rescue those files. And I've got my fingers crossed, hoping you'll be able to.
You go to Google, look up free undelete.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Will you give that a try?
I will certainly give that a try. It's a Nokia phone. I'm not sure it's running fat. They've got Symbian or something else on there, some kind of Java thing going. But I will certainly try that. That's a great idea. Think about that.
Good luck with that, Brian. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, this guy just kind of, you know, he's the bartendress, you know, nods at the guy, and he whips around, notices somebody looking through there, and he gets up, he runs up, and he opens the door and runs past me into his car. And I'm thinking, well, he must have just got a call, you know. And so I'm doing some little small chat. Yeah, nice bar. He says, yeah, they got a nice bar here. And then he runs, you know, hops in his car and runs away. And I thought, well, you know, he must have just been there having a drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as I was walking away very slowly, the guy comes around the block. He just drives around the block and he comes back thinking I'm not going to be there anymore. Once he sees I'm there, then he drives someplace else.
Weird.
It was bad.
That's
well,
bizarre.
The other thing is I'm about a week behind the podcast, so I heard something that reminded me of something funny. The guy who had his cat abducted and he had to buy it back from the private thing. Well, you know, we're out in the country and cats don't go outside because there's coyotes.
Right.
And so,
you want to keep anyway.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about the cats getting picked up by the Humane Society. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
Anyway, I was away, and a friend was watching the cat, and the friend had the cat had a problem, went down to the vet, and the vet convinced him to chip the cat. And so I'm thinking, chip the cat, yeah. And so I'm thinking, you know, why do you chip a cat out in the country? You know, it's like we're gonna get a call from the vet one. You know, the cat goes missing. We're gonna get a call from the vet one day saying we found your coyote.
Found your cat cadaver.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Greg in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello,
hey,
Greg.
I want to say I love GCN.
What's on your mind?
Especially like Free Talk Live. You guys are awesome.
What's on your mind tonight, Greg?
I was wondering where I could get some stank puss on the hang.
Thanks for the call. No, I'm not sure what he's talking about. 800-259-9231.
We were just talking about cats dying.
Jason in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Jason in Virginia going once. Jason in Virginia going twice.
I'm here. There you go.
Hey, Jason, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, that little mute button helps when I'm listening on the speakerphone, but not when I'm trying to talk to you.
Very good.
Hey, this is I'm your guy in the military industrial complex.
Well, great. We've got a server
for the Navy.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yep. I was calling because I heard you mention Stefan Molyneux before a few times.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's pronounced Molyneux, but I'm not positive.
Molyneux. But so I saw him. I saw something with Ron Paul and him online today, and I went and clicked on it and was listening to it. And he's, I hate to bring this up because you guys talked about this for so long a few days ago, but more anarchists, anarcho-capitalists versus small government libertarian stuff. And he was saying some stuff that you know, he's kind of fueling the fire on this this potential rift.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that supporting Ron Paul is worse than just useless. It's diverting your efforts from striving towards, real liberty.
Yeah.
And
I had a friend of mine who listened to this show. Actually, he's somebody who's doing some work for me, and you know, I don't know him particularly well, but he had never listened to Free Talk Live before. He had his one opportunity to listen was that particular evening. I didn't get the impression he's ever going to listen again. And he said, you know, that libertarian pie that you guys are cutting up is awful small, isn't it? You know, the idea that libertarians might be, cutting into factions to him seemed silly because... You know, there's not that many libertarians as it is, and for one to take a moral high ground over another seemed to him to be counterproductive.
Yeah, and listening to Stefan, he was, I think, the highest of high grounds, I think. he was saying that you should essentially turn in your libertarian card if you don't confront all your friends and relatives with the question of, do you support violence against me? You know, saying that if they couldn't back down from any and all support of taxation and, government, that, it'd be hypocritical of you not to just dump them as acquaintances, friends, friendly.
Yeah, I think it can be a little unrealistic and childish to say we want all or nothing or we're taking our ball and going home. As it takes me back to Plato. Plato once said that one of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors.
Mm.
There you go.
That may be true. And also in regards to ostracizing people who aren't willing to completely give up politics or to completely reject the system seems to be total folly, in that all it's going to end up doing is essentially putting you on the outside of any sort of social circles, with the exceptions of those very, very few people that believe in the same way that you do.
And there's very, very few of them, and they're likely don't live anywhere near you.
Yeah.
And that's not going to do anything to advance the cause. The one thing that Ron Paul is doing, he's bringing so many new people into this liberty idea. People that haven't even really considered it before.
We need to we need to open our arms to people, talk to them about issues that are important to them. Create relationships. The idea of and I don't know. I didn't listen to the podcast that you're talking about with Stefan Molyneux, but the ideas that you're espousing that perhaps were his. They're counterproductive.
Stefan is a really, really smart guy, and a lot of the things he says I like. But I think that he feels. I think that him and his followers, for lack of a better term, because there are a lot of people that just hang on his every word. A lot of them, they're all very, very intelligent. And I think they're overlooking a critical factor, and that is not everybody really has a grasp on liberty like they might have that grasp. And just leaving those people out in the cold isn't going to do anything to help persuade them to your viewpoint. When you give them the litmus test and they say, no, I'm not willing to give up all of my government quite yet, and then you say, well, you know what, screw off, I'm never talking to you again, you've got zero chance of ever bringing them any steps closer to your viewpoint, whereas if you remain friends with them and continue subtly influencing them and discussing things with them, then you can move on and move forward. And these things take time. I didn't come to my positions overnight. It's been years.
Neither did I.
More of the way, and we'll bring you back for a little bit more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
All
fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 5th, 2007, gold, $795.90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $819.98, $404.15 for half, $202.08 for quarter. That's $819.98, $404.15, and $202.08. Hedge fund is caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those. And they include updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sinqel knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for Sinqel, C-A-I. 800-259-9231 is our phone number. We go back to Jason in Virginia. Jason, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're talking. We're talking with you about this ideological divide between those who still support some level of government, the coercive state, if you will, versus those who are completely against the state. And right, that divide exists here on this program. Completely anti-government. Mark, you like the idea of a very small government. But I have never, I mean, despite as heated as some of our discussions have gotten, I have never told you to never come back on the air with me, or Mark, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. Or
it would be a crappy business move on your part.
It would be a crappy business move, but, you know, I'd be okay without you, Mark. I'd make it work.
You'd make broadcasting work. I don't know how you make sales work.
Well, there are other salespeople out there, and I'm sure some of them would like a 90% commission to come and
sell. There's other talk show hosts out there, too.
Well, that's true.
Nevertheless.
But the fact is, we've been doing this together for years, and over the years, anybody who listens to the beginning of Free Talk Live, go back 5 years, the show's been on the air for, you know, half a decade now. Anybody who listens to the show in the beginning will hear a Mark who is far more a big government person than he is today.
Yeah, you could have, I pretty much took my talking points from Rush.
That's pretty much what I wanted, the point I wanted to make when we came back, is just that people don't become free marketeers, anarcho-capitalists overnight. You know,
right.
It is a journey.
And some never do.
And I've been listening just, you know, like 6 months or something like that. I've changed a lot in 6 months in my thinking.
Yeah.
When I first heard your show, I wanted to call in right away, and I was thinking up these big arguments about why Ian was wrong, and especially when it came to, you know, absolutely no police and no state.
I got some thoughts on that, too.
Yeah, I know you do, and I just have to say that, you know, even just over 6 months, I've changed quite a bit to where, you know, I'm making Ian's arguments for him in my head and going, yeah, you know, okay.
Yeah, I imagine that's what he's looking for, you know, just people to know his standpoint.
You know, and that's the ideal, and I agree with the ideal, too. I agree with Stefan in principle, but the question is, how do we get there? So
the first step in getting there is
someone like Ron Paul in the White House. And that's where I think they're being short-sighted.
And to suggest that the Ron Paul campaign is somehow doing damage to the liberty movement is to simply shut out all of the evidence. I mean, the fact is, as you pointed out, Jason, that there are a bunch of people that are discovering liberty for the first time because of Ron Paul. The fact is, I discovered liberty because of Harry Brown's campaign back in the year 2000.
If it hadn't been for Harry Brown, who knows where you would have been on the journey.
Exactly right. And Harry Brown was participating in the evil political world. Well, the fact is, he brought me into this movement, and now I've helped bring other people into this movement, and it's all a big, long journey. It's not something that's going to happen for people overnight, and if these intellectuals believe that it can, they are completely delusional. Now, here's my question for you. I know you said you were watching some of Stefan's videos. This is, again, Stefan Molyneux from Freedom Main Radio, who we've had on the show. Mm-hmm. We've talked to him about these things.
I'm impressed with the guy.
I like a lot of what he has to say, and I think he's got some great ideas. I just think that the idea of completely shutting out and completely ostracizing those that don't agree with you 100% is a mistake. But he said that the Ron Paul campaign is distracting activists from doing what they could be doing to really advance liberty. And I'm wondering,
did he
actually specify some ideas there? That's what I'd like to hear is, what does he think those activists should be doing instead? Do you know?
I haven't listened to too many of them, and in the two that I've listened to so far, he was actually saying that going and confronting everyone you know would actually lead to more liberty, at least for you personally. He was saying that you can be free on your own if you cut all ties with people who want to control you.
It sounds like the sort of freedom that one would get by sitting alone in one's room by themselves.
I don't agree with that at all. You know?
You can have a hot time.
But cutting ties with people isn't an answer about activism. And I was watching one of his videos recently as well, where he was making some brilliant points about immigration, and, you know, on the issues, just knocking it out of the park. And then he started, you know, then he shifted into this discussion about the Ron Paul campaign and how it's distracting people and that he's got some real tangible solutions, but he didn't present them in that video, and I didn't know which video he presented them in. So if anybody has a, you know, a summary of essentially some of what his ideas are, you're certainly welcome to call in, or maybe we'll have him back on the show to talk about that. Because, you know, I'm always open to new ideas, and I know that politics isn't going to be the exclusive solution. I think I view politics as a way to spread our ideas. I don't necessarily think it is the end-all be-all as far as how we will achieve liberty.
One more point here, and that was that the inexorable increase of government, if Ron Paul gets elected, and I sincerely hope he does, and he succeeds in shrinking down the government, that kind of proves that government can go the other direction.
It hasn't been proven yet.
I'm throwing out all these ifs here. If that happens, you know, that's going to be just a big shot in the arm for liberty movement, you know, saying we can shrink government and that we can start reversing the trend. But, you know, it's been pretty disappointing so far. So,
well, government's shrunk in different areas. I mean, here and there.
Yeah, but, Mark, you have to look at the big picture.
Oh, as far as an aggregate goes, we're definitely losing ground. But I'm just saying that as far as proof goes, it can be done.
Jason, thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate you chiming in on this. 800-259-9231. And that was one of the points Stefan was making in the video that I was watching, and it's a great point. You know, looking at it on a historical perspective, he described this government as, an out-of-control truck that just keeps going faster and faster, and there's new guys that keep jumping on the truck saying, "I'll stop this truck," you know, or "I'll slow it down," and, you know, they jump on, and, you know, that's, of course, the politicians that we're electing, and the truck keeps going faster and faster. No matter what the politicians say they're going to do, they keep jumping on, and the truck's now going 120 miles an hour instead of 2 miles an hour, which it was doing in the, you know, early 1800s, for instance. So on a wide perspective, it's very hard to believe that all of a sudden this new potential driver, Ron Paul, is going to be able to really slow the truck down. So I totally understand that position, and I don't really believe Ron Paul's going to be too effective at doing a whole lot because, again, he's the one guy. You know, it's not like there's going to be 400 more Ron Pauls elected to Congress.
He'll be in the position, the most powerful position in the free world. He will be in that position.
There's no doubt he can do some things that others won't if he has the principles. And I believe Ron Paul has those principles, unlike Ronald Reagan, who was an actor and didn't really have any proof that he was going to do what he said he was going to do.
Yeah, he ended up really duping, I think, the libertarian community back then. I voted for him because I believed in what he said, smaller government, getting rid of foreign aid, a lot of the things he said in 1980, and then he didn't do them.
Right, and the fact is, you know, Ron Paul, as president, can bring the troops home from Iraq. He can bring them home from around the world. He doesn't need an act of Congress to do those sorts of things, at least as I understand it. So that would be one major area that would do a whole lot to restore some semblance of sanity to this country. So there is some definite possibility with his campaign, but the number one reason I'm supporting it is because of the outreach factor. Because people are discovering liberty, that's incredibly valuable to me. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent, or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there, completely free, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both waiting for you, freetalklive.com.
Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Chris, listening in Ann Arbor, the WAAM. Hey, Chris. Chris in Ann Arbor.
Just wanted to chime in a little bit. This Ron Paul versus activism debate sort of interesting. I'm a senior here at University of Michigan, and I work for the conservative/libertarian paper. I'm an editor, and I run across every day sort of the general debate that, you know, what you guys do on the radio, what I try and do in print, what people who love liberty try and do. And it's a long fight. And, you know, I'd love nothing more than to tear down, for example, the Department of Education brick by brick.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize I can't do that right now. And I think you have to sort of at some point take fast action. And for me, trying to get, you know, people on campus to start wondering, you know, is it right that our government educates our kids? And, you know, mm-hmm. just start, you know, put that little seed of thought in their mind. And you sort of have to be satisfied with that in some ways.
Absolutely. I mean, again, the term planting a seed is really a great example.
Yeah, the Libertarian Party did that long ago, and look what we've got now. a libertarian radio show.
Right, on 30 stations.
All kinds of other things that wouldn't have happened in the 70s.
Yeah, and it takes, these things take time. And it's like, you know, when
they didn't build the government that quick, you can't tear it down that quick.
And it's so much more important to plant those seeds instead of to bicker or to fight or to get into an argument, because when you argue with people, nobody's the winner. Everybody just digs in, they dig in a trench into their position, and they just start lobbing bombs at each other, and nobody ever really thinks about the other person's position. And so, you know, just making suggestions or agreeing with somebody on an issue and then showing them how liberty would work with that issue better than the government solution is the way to sort of chip away at the, you know, the wall of statism that's essentially been built in their minds.
And the thing is, you know, I have great sympathy with people who are black and white, very hard on the idea of, you know, maybe Ron Paul is corrupt for getting involved in politics, and we need to get, you know, we need to sort of stick to our guns. But on the other hand, you know, there's that difficulty between reality and ideology. And, you know, I wholeheartedly support what Ron Paul is doing, just in the idea of maybe, you know, maybe he doesn't even win, but, you know, maybe he gets another couple million people to start going and, you know, reading maybe Ludwig von Mises and some of that, you know, Austrian capitalism stuff, or, you know, reading, you know, the classic libertarian literature. And so, you know, I sometimes I find myself a little impatient with the activists, but I think there has to be some kind of a bridge amongst the divide. So, I love what you guys do. Keep it up, guys.
Chris, what's the name of the newspaper that you have there? Is it University of Michigan, you said?
Yeah, I go to University of Michigan. It's the Michigan Review, michiganreview.com. And it sort of fluctuates. I mean, we have some, you know, we have some we have some classical liberals, we have some social conservatives, but we, you know, our main effort is to try and strive and provide a little bit of a different viewpoint, because, you know, Lord knows how much University of Michigan sort of likes to promote the state, so
sure,
just every little bit that can help. So
yeah, as far as I'm concerned, libertarians can hide themselves as statists anytime. If they can get into some statist magazine and, you know, write libertarian stuff, I'm fine with that. That's how I found, through National Review, that's how I found libertarian thought. I read an article in National Review about ending the drug war, and really? Huh, who'd have thought? And the more I, you know, obviously the first thing I thought about was marijuana, and I thought, that's an idea. But,
that's a huge part about reaching out, too, is, you know, maybe you get someone on one certain interest. Maybe the drug war, for example. There's a lot of people here in Ann Arbor who generally support Ron Paul for two things, for ending the war in Iraq and for ending the drug war, and maybe those are great touch points, and then you can start talking about other things. You know, maybe the gold standard is the right thing to talk about with someone, you know, after you start convincing them of the illegality of prosecuting drugs. So, I mean, there's
how
so many
crazy
things that
is it? I mean, it's really just kind of nutso to suggest that, you know, if you get somebody to agree with you on one issue, that at that point you should give them this ultimatum and say, well, you either reject the state 100% right now or I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah, no.
That's not going to convince anybody.
That's not building bridges.
I respect the passion, but I just, you know, I also think you need, beyond passion, you need a little pragmatism as well. So,
yep.
I love it, guys. Keep up the good work.
Well said, Chris. Thanks for the call. Good hearing from you, you too, as well, at the newspaper there. Because this is a multi-pronged outreach effort, what we're doing here. You know, we're doing radio on Free Talk Live and podcasting, MP3, obviously. You know, you got John Stossel, you got Penn & Teller, now Drew Carey is coming on board as producing liberty-oriented video content. And then you've got people like Chris and others that are writing for newspapers, both large and small, around the country. These ideas take time to spread, and to suggest that you should just ostracize people who aren't 100% purists, that's kind of culty, isn't it? You know, to say, well, you either join our cult now or we're never talking to you again. We have found the true meaning. We have found the true answer, the true messiah of liberty. Well, and if you don't want to come on board, then screw you.
I'm going to go to the mothership without you.
Right. Cult's an inaccurate word, but culty for that particular behavior, I wouldn't discount that, because what it is doing, you know, one of the attributes of a cult is it separates you from your
loved ones.
And
right.
You know, that would be exactly what that is.
Based on a similar kind of litmus test.
Free Talk Live would never suggest that. I think you should talk to your loved ones and educate them about, you know, how government screws up everything it touches.
Now, hold on a second. Now, there's people in my life, Mark, have made it very clear they don't want to talk to me about these things. In that case, I'm respecting them and I'll leave them alone. But I haven't completely ostracized them. I haven't broken ties with them. I'm still friendly with them.
And they may come around.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Because of some of the things you said, you plant seeds, you drip on people, you don't pour a fire hose on them. Right, and those little drops over time, what happens when we hear things, sometimes we think they're crazy, but then something happens or we see something on the news and it validates what that person said to us 6 months ago.
Right, the government does something to you or makes a demand.
Yeah, whatever it is, yeah, it happens over time and you have to influence people, not control people.
Absolutely.
That's the whole distinction.
We continue with the phone calls. Let's talk to Scott in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live. Scott. Scott, Winnipeg, going once. Scott in Winnipeg, going twice. Maybe we'll try it back. In the meantime, we go to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Got a little story for you.
Okay.
My daughter got a job at a restaurant as a waitress.
Okay.
She hasn't had it very long. She's had trouble keeping down jobs.
Now, is this the same daughter, 15, who had a job with the kind of creepy guy that creeped her out, and so she quit that job?
No, this is actually my 20-year-old stepdaughter.
Okay, got it.
And she's pregnant. She's pregnant with twins.
Oh, boy.
And so she's trying now to get a job, trying to settle down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from the great socialist state of Illinois.
Oh, boy.
And, well, I found out over the weekend when I was taking my kids out that her restaurant is closing down in January.
Why?
I said to my kids, why? And they said, well, they're not earning enough money. And I thought to myself, that's strange. I've been to this restaurant. It always seems to have a full parking lot. I go in there. One of the things about this restaurant, it's got a big smoking area. A lot of people go there, and there's a lot of smoke in the restaurant. I've noticed that before. Doesn't stop me from going there.
But it would certainly stop some people.
Some people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sitting here listening to the radio today, and I hear this commercial come on the radio. In January, Illinois is going smoke-free.
All
public places, you will not be allowed to smoke. And one of the things that they say is, so now people will be free to go to work without having to worry about their health. Well, the thought occurred to me, this restaurant is probably closing because most of its clientele are smokers.
Could be, certainly a factor, I would guess.
And now my daughter is not even free to go to work anymore because she's losing her job.
Oh, sure.
And this is one of the unintended consequences that these legislators who think they're doing a good thing for workers don't even think about.
Do you think you'll get any opportunity to talk to the owners of the restaurant, Matt?
If I go there between now and January, which I doubt that I will because I no longer live in that area, I would, because the owner is always there.
It's sad. I'll tell you what, Matt. If you'll email me at mark@freetalklive.com, the name of the restaurant, perhaps the owner, if you know the name and that kind of thing, I'd like to see if we can talk to him on the air. Matt, thanks for the call, dude. Just another sad example of the seen and the unseen. It's easy to see the examples of these government laws, but the unseen is the true tragedy. More on the way. Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give away the features there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we recommend that you go shopping at the store. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com and take your pick from a variety of different products, including the probably one of our top sellers, the Free Talk Live t-shirt. I mean, it's one of those basic staple items, right? Every radio show has to have a t-shirt. Well, ours, we don't scrimp. On as far as product quality is concerned, this is good stuff. Good as it's described here, 100% ring spun cotton. That sounds spiffy, doesn't it? Double needle, luxurious ring spun softness, cover seamed neck, shoulder to shoulder tape. I mean, this is good stuff. Anyway, it's dual sided, so you've got the Free Talk Live logo on the front, and then on the back you actually have the words Free Talk Live and our website and all that. And it comes in two colors, not to mention a variety of sizes, yellow and black. And it's less than $18. $17.76. So head on over to store.freetalklive.com. And do you have more debt than you can pay? You don't have to file bankruptcy, and you can pay pennies on the dollar, and your credit doesn't have to take a hit. It's a 100% legal and 100% ethical program that'll show you how to get out of debt in 90 minutes. Go to outin90.com. That's outin90.com.
I wish I had had that information when I was going through my financial problems. I would have made decisions entirely differently than I did. I didn't have any. Is all you had is a bunch of people telling you what to do, and they all had a financial interest in you doing it. So
information is a good thing. All right, let's go to Arlington, Texas, where the Associated Press is reporting a mega church apparently has canceled a memorial service for a Navy veteran 24 hours before it was to start. Now, why do you think that a church would do something so awful? How'd you know that?
Because what else would it be?
Okay, you're right. It's because he's gay. Officials at the non-denominational High Point Church knew that Cecil Awful. Howard Sinclair was gay when they offered to host his service, said his sister Kathleen Wright. But after his obituary listed his life partner as one of his survivors, she said it was called off. She said it was like a slap in the face, saying, "Oh, we're sorry he died, but he's gay, so we can't help you." Wright said High Point Church offered to hold the service for Sinclair because their brother is a janitor at the church. Sinclair, who served in the First Gulf War, died Monday at age 46 from an infection after surgery to prepare him for a heart transplant. The church's pastor, the Reverend Negary Simons, said no one knew Sinclair, who was not a church member, was gay until the day before the Thursday service, when staff members putting together his video tribute saw pictures of men engaging in clear affection, kissing, and embracing. Now, it wouldn't have been necessary for them to put that in the video. You certainly don't have to display. I mean, if you're concerned about that sort of thing, it is their church, and they can certainly make whatever decisions they want to. You wouldn't have to really focus on those sorts of things. Nonetheless, that's the excuse they used. According to the pastor of the church, Simmons said the church believes homosexuality is a sin, and it would have appeared to endorse that lifestyle if the service had been held there. Now, I wonder, would they do the same thing to a drug addict? Would they do the same thing to somebody that, you know, went out and committed some other sin? Is it every single sin that the church is going to refuse? Are you going to have a completely clean record in order to get a memorial service?
I think that a drug addict's a good example if you're talking about somebody who lived a heroin lifestyle, whereas committing a sin is not a lifestyle sin where, you know, a person who lives with a man, you know, a gay guy who lives with a man, you know, he's committing a lifestyle sin. He's living his sin every day.
So that's unforgivable in the eyes of the church.
I don't think it's unforgivable, but I think that a heroin addict is a good example of how, what would the church do in this particular instance? I think that they lost a PR battle here. Mm-hmm. I think they made a real mistake. But
especially agreeing to do it while you know he's a gay man. They knew that he was gay when they agreed to do the service.
But you understand that people are so filled with hate when it comes to gay people that likely some people, some parishioners would have said, yeah, we're going to stop supporting the church.
Sure.
We're going to stop giving money if...
then they should have rejected it out front instead of 24 hours
before. They may not have known.
She says they knew.
Well... she can say whatever she wants. They said they didn't.
They are not saying they didn't. They have not denied that.
They said that they found out on the day that they were looking at, the day before when they were putting
maybe
together.
Maybe the staff members didn't know, but she says that the reverend or
isn't the reverend staff?
She says staff. It says here that staff members that were putting together his video tribute saw pictures of men kissing and embracing and that sort of thing, and that's what set them off. So maybe it wasn't. Maybe not everyone at the church knew, but somebody knew, and then they canceled 24 hours.
I'm not saying it wasn't a mistake. It's a mistake. There's a problem.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to know? You said that there's a lot of hatred when it comes to gay people with these church folks. Do you think that they've ever met any gay people? Like, you know, that they knew were gay.
I'm sure they do.
Do they know any gay people?
I'm sure they do, but there's a lot of indoctrination that goes with it, you know? And
what are they told? You know, these are the hands of spawn of Satan.
The Bible says it's evil.
What I was told at church was to hate the sin, not the sinner. But, you know,
they're having trouble separating that?
I guess so.
Well, according to Simmons, he said the decision had nothing to do with the obituary. He said the church offered to pay for another site for the service, made the video, and provided food for more than 100 relatives and friends. He says, we did decline to host the service, not based on hatred, not based on discrimination, but based on principle. Had we known it on the day they first spoke about it, yes, we would have declined then. It's not that we didn't love the family. He says the church believes homosexuality is a sin, and it would have appeared to endorse the lifestyle had it been held there. Saying even though we could not condone that lifestyle, we went above and beyond for the family through many acts of love and kindness. Wright called the church's claim about the pictures a bald-faced lie. She said she provided numerous family pictures of Sinclair, including some with his partner, but said that none showed men kissing or hugging. So she's saying she doesn't know where they're making those claims, where that came from. The 5,000-member High Point Church was founded by Simmons, blah, blah, blah. Said that relatives declined the church's offer to hold the service at a community center because they felt it was an inappropriate venue. It ultimately was held at a funeral home, but the cancellation still lingered in some minds.
Well, I'm sure.
So, I just again, I really wonder. I feel like the hatred of gay people is sort of similar to the hatred of people because of their color of their skin. I mean, it's you're putting people in groups. It's this collectivist mentality that, oh, if you're gay, you're bad. Or if you're a black person, you're bad. Or if you're white, you're bad. Or, you know, whatever this. It's just it's so ignorant. People should be judged as individuals based on what they've done in life. Have they harmed others? And in the case of most gay people, they don't hurt other people. They're some of the nicest folks I've ever met. I don't think I've... If I've met a gay person that was a bad guy, I didn't know he was gay. Because any of the gay folk that I've met in my life have just been some of the friendliest, some of the nicest, most... and many of them have been entrepreneurial people.
Very much... I would agree with you that's true for some of the gay people I've met. But you're putting them in groups when you say that. You know, and
no, I'm saying some of the gay people I've met.
A lot
have
of
been
the gay
like
people
this.
Is what you were saying. And
I didn't say all gay people were entrepreneurial or nice.
Just
you
making
tell.
It clear,
you can't tell all gay people. Some gay people are very butch, and you can't tell until
absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
But lots of them, you
like
can't
Mark.
Tell.
None of them talk like this.
Oh yeah,
lots of the butch ones don't. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the butch ones don't.
So I think that there are a lot of people out there that you know these Christian types. That they probably know some gay people, like you're describing, Wayne, that are very gay, but they don't necessarily advertise it. And that if they were to find out that person is indeed a gay man or woman, that it would be a shock to the system for them. Like, oh my God, I've been friends with this person for 2 decades, and I didn't know, you know, what does that say about me? It would get them very, very upset to find these things out. In many cases, it would completely change their acceptance of that person, even after they've been friends with them for, you know, as many years as they might have been. If they all of a sudden discover the truth, Then they turn towards rejection, and that's not very loving.
You know, I've found that a lot of really, really religious people are not comfortable with their own sexuality.
Oh, I bet you're right.
And if you're a heterosexual male and you're very comfortable with your sexuality, you have you don't feel threatened by gay people.
Not at all.
I can kid around and talk like a gay guy. I have friends who are gay. And I goof around and say, you're gorgeous today.
Yeah, you know? it's just not yeah. Gonna, yeah, it's not going to change anything. There's nothing that a person's going to change to say about me that's going to change my sexuality.
That's right. There's nothing that they're going to say or do. You know, we know what we know. We know what we like. We know what we don't like.
Right. I agree with you. I think a lot of people in America, especially those in many of these fundamentalist kind of religions, have severe sexual repression issues. And that's why you see you'll see reports on television about these religious people, in many cases pastors and that sort of thing, with secret porn addictions.
That's right.
You know, they try to hide it, they try to repress it, and it only just makes it manifest in more dangerous and really screwy ways. And I don't think that's healthy. I think that, the sexuality of many American people is a whole other topic, and we don't have time to discuss it here.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you're promiscuous either. It, being comfortable with your own sexuality is just that.
We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Since